Blog Talk Radio.
Happy holidays. This is Chriselle Stouse. I play Amanda Dillon on All My Children, and you're listening to Stardust Radio.
Hey, this is Eden Regal on Stardust Radio. I would just like to say to the Stardust listeners, Merry, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year and Happy Holidays for those of you not celebrating Christmas. And I hope your holidays are very merry and bright.
Hey everybody, this is Kiko Ellsworth, and I want to wish you all a Merry, Merry, Merry Christmas. Go out there, be safe, have fun, live, love, be happy, and we'll see you soon.
Hi, this is Manai Noji, and you're listening to Stardust Radio. Just wanted to wish you a very Merry Christmas. I hope you were good this year. Ho, ho, ho!
Hi everyone, you're listening to Stardust. This is Kent King, and I am wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a happy New Year.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to Stardust Radio on the Blog Talk Network. Today is December 18th, 2008. I'm your host, Joanne. The number here is 347-945-5423. Please participate in the show. And for users who are not registered in the chat room, take a minute and register with BTR so you can participate in the chat tonight. Also, don't forget to download and rate the show once we're through. Monday, December 22nd, come back for a special Christmas edition of Stardust Radio as I talk to Eden Regal, Chriselle Stouse, Tika Sumter, Danny Kennedy, Mark Lawson, Kent King and Manai Noji, and so many others. And there will definitely be some surprises on that show also. So don't forget to do that. And then on December 29th, Michael Fairman from MichaelFairmanSoaps.com will be joining me to do the countdown of the best and worst of 2008 in the world of soaps. So make sure you guys check that out too. Go to StardustRadio.com and leave your comments on who you feel, or what you feel rather, was the best and worst moments in soaps for this year. So we're just waiting on our guest to call in. There's Georgette. Hey, Georgette.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine. Just waiting for our guest to call in.
What's new?
Totally talking about the Christmas show and the best and worst show, so everybody can go to the website and put down their opinions on what was best and worst for 2008.
Be sure to email her. Go to www.stardustradio.com. And while you're at it, you might as well sign up for the email updates.
There you go, because next year, Facebook and MySpace is going to be obsolete.
Mm-mm.
So we definitely need to check that out. Tony's on the phone. Hey, Tony.
Hey, Joanne and Georgette. What's going on?
Hi, Tony.
Oh, not much. How's everything?
I'm doing fine. We're bracing for a major snowstorm here in Chicago tonight.
Oh, I know. So are we over here.
It's on the way.
It's
less than about an hour away from right now, and it's going to hit the area. It's going to hit overnight. It's going to be through midday tomorrow, looking for a foot of snow up towards the Wisconsin border, an ice storm out of state. I mean, it's going to be rough tomorrow morning.
Yeah, they said that our warnings are it's not even a warning, and it's not a watch anymore. It's a warning, and the southern tier of western New York is going to get hit around 6 a.m. and it's going to move up. So by 8 a.m. it'll be in my area, and it goes up until tomorrow, which really sucks because you know it's going across the entire. State of New York, and my parents are supposed to be flying in from Florida, so I don't know if they're going to be able to get in.
Yeah, it's going to be rough going everywhere. I'll tell you, it's going to be delays or possibly cancellations all over the country. People are trying to fly into Chicago, too, for the holidays, and people trying to get out of Chicago to go to places else in the United States. They're going to be staying around an extra day, it looks like.
Yeah, and you know what, though, too? I was watching the news. It doesn't look like it's letting up either because there's storm after storm after storm. So it's like they're all back to back. I think we got one day break in between, and it's supposed to snow all the way up until Christmas.
So are we. Same thing for us. We got another system after this. We got another system coming in by late Saturday night, Sunday. We got another system coming in next Tuesday and when? Next Tuesday and Christmas Eve day. So,
you're supposed to get a cold front down there. Georgette is supposed to get a cold front down in the tip of Florida, too. So you better brace your little behind for some 40-degree weather.
I heard on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable.
Whatever, as long as we don't have snow.
That's right, Georgette. Rub it in.
We got the cold, but no snow.
Well, you know what? At least you could go play in the snow. What the hell are you going to do out in the cold?
Well, you know what? No one said I had to go out in the cold. I hate cold weather. It makes me grumpy.
Well, I welcome the cold weather. We have the fireplace going today, so I don't mind.
Yeah.
Joanne, are you in the chat room?
Yeah, I'm in the chat room.
Okay.
I'm in the chat room. Barb is in the chat room, and she
said, "Shout out to Barbara!
Shout out to Barb!
Barb, what's it like? And where does Barb live, Joanne?
Oh my goodness!
What?
Where does Barb live? Ohio?
No,
oh, Barb
is in Michigan.
She lives in
Michigan.
Barb says you sound like a weatherman.
Yeah, tell us that, right. Yeah,
that's really funny. Hey, you should be a weather guy, Tony.
Oh, my God. I think I know it's because of my experience. When I was in college, I did take a meteorology course with a local weatherman here in Chicago named Tom Skilling. And, I passed it with flying colors and all. That's why I'm so knowledgeable of the weather, especially around here.
Shout out to Barb.
And you know what? And what's the next thing about it? And you know what the weird thing about that, Georgia? Because my family always do it. My family keeps asking, calling me up every day. Tony, what's the weather going to be today? What's it going to rain? Is it going to snow? Do I need to wear a jacket? I'm like, people, you got TV, computers. Look at TV. Don't bug me, okay?
Tony's got a new profession. There you go. See, you relive some of your old college courses. It'll pay off for you in the end. You know what I want to know? Me and my sister were talking about this today because we were paying so close attention to the weather because of my parents' flights and stuff. Why are all weather women dumb? Why are they named Autumn? I mean, the weather woman here, her name is Autumn.
I don't pay attention to that, really.
I mean, it's kind of hard not to pay attention to somebody who's telling you what the weather is, and her name is Autumn.
I don't watch the weather, Joanne.
Well, I do.
Well,
and her name is Autumn, so I think that's a little silly.
But you know what, Joanne? Now, you think it's a silly name, but we got some weather. We got some meteorologists here in Chicago with some weird names. We got one local NBC station in Chicago called Ginger. Ginger Z.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Ginger Z is one. We got another one on a Fox affiliate channel in Chicago called Annie Freeze. And yes, that is her real name. Annie Freeze. That's her name. That's her real name. Yes.
Okay.
By the way, Joanne, you know that girl
you were telling me about on Facebook? Yeah, I know who that is. Okay, I got it now.
Oh, yep. Okay.
She's a local meteorologist. She's on a Fox affiliate in Chicago.
Oh my God.
And I just signed up and became one of her friends.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Barb said Annie Freeze, yeah.
No, Amy, as in Amy. As in Amy, you know what, Amy, it's the same first name.
Barbie's
the same first name as Amy Adams. Oh, God.
She's making me cry here.
Smack.
I know.
Barb, you better be ready for a storm over there, because that same storm said nonsense is going to be head over there with you guys later tomorrow.
Okay, you know what I want to say to the guests that are in the chat room that you can hear me? Take a minute and go register with Blog Talk Radio so you can participate in the chat. We're waiting for our guests to call in. We have Brian Dutillo and Greg Ricart will be on the show tonight. So don't think that we're just doing a weather report, because we're not. We're just killing some time. And
so Tony is the weatherman.
Yeah,
tell us where y'all live.
We're just making ourselves laugh.
Tell us where y'all live, and Tony will tell you your weather.
That's right. So tell us what city you live in, and we'll give you the weather. While we're waiting.
Stardust Radio / Weather Channel. Here and now.
You are really putting me on a spot.
Dude, we need Barb on the phone so she can tell us the weather, too. I would imagine Barb's good with the weather, too. Barb.
Oh, yeah. God.
Barb.
Oh, I know.
LAers are always like, it's because of the time difference, Barb.
We were both in Central Time. We're both in Central Time. You're in Eastern Time. And you and Joanne are both in Eastern Time, right?
Right. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, but you're not, like you said, she died in Florida. You're not going to get any. What else are you going to get? It's probably cold. Probably a cold rain or just cold. We
still get some cold weather.
Ice.
Yeah, we're going to get the snow.
We're going to get the snow and ice. Hello?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah, that's right. Our son's going to be here in the next couple of hours, and it's not going to stop snowing until midday tomorrow here.
Yeah, well, I still got
to be you guys.
You know what? Not necessarily, darling. I could go make a snow angel if I want to.
I have to go to work tomorrow, so yay. I work at 10:30, so no snow for me. I just want to get a little cold because it's like 85 degrees outside. There's air conditioning on at our house.
Hell no.
Yep. It's sunny and breezy outside in Florida. Sorry, I'm not a weather girl. Oz Tony, tell me what the weather in Jacksonville is.
Oh, my God.
Barb is saying in the chat room there's no snow tomorrow and it didn't even snow yet. And you want to know something, Barb? I didn't get the bulletin yet on whether or not there's school here tomorrow, but I know my cousins down in Yonkers, they already told me that schools are closed down in Westchester County already, too. So I remember being a kid and growing up down in Yonkers, and whenever there would be the hint of snow, it would be like, oh, the schools are closed, and the next day it wouldn't even snow. My mother used to get so pissed off that all five of us would be home all day for nothing, okay, and couldn't even send us outside to go play in the snow because there wasn't none. So they better not close these schools unless there is some damn snow. That's what I'm saying.
They might get their wish, you know. Can someone probably on Christmas vacation right now already, you know, or going to be on Christmas vacation tomorrow anyway.
Yeah, well, you know what? And the kids start their vacation next Tuesday, so I mean, whatever.
Why don't we change the subject a little bit here?
Why, you got a different weather report for a different city?
No. I want to know that I just came across the wires the other day about this story, about this confirmed report that Natalia Livingston is coming back to General Hospital as a different character.
Yes, she is. And Georgette, didn't you tell me that she dyed her hair blonde?
Yeah, there's a new video that's all over the internet.
Yeah, she was on a local station, live on a local station show called Good Day LA. When they confirmed they had broke the story that there was a General Hospital favorite coming back, and they showed Natalia with that new haircut. Because
the haircut, but I can't see her as a blonde.
No, nobody can.
Oh, you know what, Tony? Barb wants to know what the weather is in Sena, Mexico.
Okay, Barb.
Is that how you say it?
No, Barb, just talk with the weather report already. I'm on a different subject, guys.
She wants to know what the weather is going to be like for the cruise. Can you tell the weather in March?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's too soon, Barb.
Can't you, Barb? That's too far ahead. You can't be asking those kind of questions.
I just opened an old can of worms. I can't close now. Oh, man.
Can we get margaritas already?
Can we get...
Wait, I got an idea. For two minutes before every show, we need to hear Tony the Weatherman.
We need a 90-day forecast, Barb says.
Holy...
90-day forecast, Barb, you're crazy.
As long as it's not hurricane season, you're all right.
I take anybody wants the weather report. What's up with that?
This show has gone really south today.
Can we get back to the subject?
Tony, not for nothing. Not for nothing. You should have never said you took a meteorology course. Because now everybody's going to be asking you what the friggin' weather is, okay?
Can I be sure? Okay, we need to stay at the topic, focus on the topic at hand. We're talking about the soap cruise, www.rockthesoap.com, okay?
And soapnet.com to enter the contest. If you guys didn't enter the contest yet, go enter it today.
Yes, and you got till January 1st. You got until 11:59 p.m. on January 1st to be entered for this contest.
If you don't have an internet provider, then you're SOL unless you get a friend to do it for you.
Yep. Or even go to the library and go on the dang internet. Jeez.
Exactly, Georgette. Go to your local library. That's what I've been doing. Go to your local library and enter, okay, every day.
That's it.
I've been doing it.
To waste the brain is a sin, okay? Go to the library. Read and get on the computer.
There you go. Exactly.
Broaden your horizons, people.
What?
Broaden your horizons, people.
Okay, so yeah, Natalia Livingston back on General Hospital as Rebecca. Not really sure what she's going to be doing, but we know she's blonde and her hair is short, so I don't know what's
going on. I want to know who she's going to be paired with.
I don't know.
That's going to be real interesting to find out because it's going to be fine out because, you know, she could be, there's a lot of possibilities with her, you know, Natalia would not say much on the air, but she just says she's sassy, she's bad, she's going to be more flirtatious and more seductive.
She hasn't been working in, what, how long has it been? Almost a year?
Almost eight months, I think. 7, 8 months.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm sure, you know. This is, you know, I understand why, you know, soapies want to go and do explore other things. But seriously, I mean, it's just like taking a job in the real world. You know, if I'm working for the city of Buffalo, I'm not going to quit my job at the city of Buffalo because I want to go work at the city of Hamburg unless I have the job lined up. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, get some stuff lined up before you decide that you're going to say, okay, you know what? I don't want to be here no more. You got a secure paycheck when people are dying for money. You know what I'm saying? It's like, sit your ass tight because then you're just going to have to come back to something else.
Well, you know what? I think it'd be interesting if they put her with the mob and they involved her with Steve and Maurice and stuff and made her be like a bad girl with a gun. I think that's hot.
Remember when they first brought her back, you know?
Yeah.
And now she's Claudia, yeah. And you know Rebecca.
Maybe her and Claudia could be like BFFs.
Or sisters?
Maybe.
Not so much BFFs.
The blonde hair could be the fact that she's coming in as part of the Russian mob. She's supposed to start airing on January 12th.
The Russian mob.
Yeah, we're going to have to wait a while.
Just wait the week of January 12th, and we'll find out for sure when that day comes closer what more details who she's going to be.
Okay, so now let me ask you a question. Tony, what is Taya Delgado up to? I watched today's episode. What the hell is she up to? Who's she talking to on that cell phone telling people that she's in like Flynn and nobody knows what's going on?
Man, your guess is as good as mine, Joanne.
Carlo Hesser?
That comes to mind.
Either that or the Ray Montez guy.
That one possibility is him. It could be Kyle Hesser or possibly Ray, because Ray is, you know, is trying to find out about Vanessa. You know, Vanessa is the one that probably set him up to she probably killed his wife and framed him, sent him to prison. So he might.
Wait a minute. Newsflash. Is Tony going on the cruise? Bart wants to know if you're going on the cruise.
Oh, man. I'm still on the fence with that, Barb. Still on the fence right now.
On the fence. Well, you know what? Before we continue soap talk, let's just get it out there. $250 down to get on the cruise. And the balance does not have to be paid off until the end of February.
Okay.
$50 refer a friend program.
Right.
Not a bad deal, I guess, you know. So let's get that out there. So he's on the fence, Barb. Book it, she said. Book it, damn it, book it. That's what she said.
Barb, hey, I'll book mine, Barb, if
damn
you pay
it.
Half.
Book it. Book it.
All right. I'll think about it over the weekend, see what we can do, so I'll try to swing it.
Barb, I'll book mine if you pay half.
Huh?
What?
Barb, I'll book mine if you pay half.
Oh, man.
I don't book the whole cruise, Bob Guinea. Oh, if she doesn't, she can't type tonight. If I don't book the whole cruise, Bob Guinea might fire me. He might give you a bruise, that's for sure.
Oh, then I can get your spot, freak!
Oh, my God. Oh, man. Anyway.
I'm kidding, Barb. Barb, I'm kidding. You're
anyway.
Irreplaceable.
You know what?
Let's get back to this tag-on guy.
Bob will never get rid of Barb, okay? Barb is like... his old leather recliner that he just loves. It's a comfy fit, and he just knows it's always there when he needs it.
No, Barb is the Corona, is the lime to her his Corona, something like that.
Oh,
holy
okay.
Cow.
All right. Oh, okay.
The
Barb
Good
is
one.
The shovel to his snow.
I love this. I love this.
Wow.
I love it.
This is going really bad. And plus, my name doesn't start with the B, so that's the first of all right there. I could change my name and make it Borbette, and maybe that would work.
No. We could call you Bubbles. We could call her Bubbles.
Bubbles from the Powderpuff Girls.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, my goodness. That's good.
Clearly, we're not worried about what Taya's up to in Landview. Clearly.
Okay. You know what, though? Wait a minute. Okay. Everybody got to shut up now. Shut up. I'm putting my foot down as host of this show. Hush your mouth. Hush. Okay. I have two guests that are coming on tonight. The first one, and this better be the first one on the line. Yes. It's an award-winning actor that has been taking Salem by storm for the last 15 years. So let's please welcome the ever-so-adorable Brian DiTillo to the show.
Thank God that was my introduction.
Oh, well, what did you think it was?
Well, you said award-winning, and I almost thought you're talking about somebody else. But I did win an award.
Yes, you did.
Yeah,
you don't remember those? Was it that long ago?
No, it's my prized possession. It's my boomerang award. It's the only thing I've ever won in 15 years.
Okay, but you're an award winner.
I pay homage to it every day.
Well, I pay homage to you for winning it.
Well, thank you, darling. I'm so sorry I'm late. I just got home from work, and I just did 19 straight scenes from 3 different episodes, and that's my excuse, so I'm sorry.
That's okay. You know what? That's the life of an actor. I deal with it on this show all the time. You guys from California are forever late. It's all right.
It's called fashionably late.
Yes, no problem. Say hi to Tony, who's on the line, and Georgette is on the line.
Hey, Tony, paisan, ¿cómo está? ¿Qué pasó, eh?
Hey, what's up? What's up, Brian?
Paisan, ¿cómo se va, eh?
Yeah, no what? Hey, I'm not telling you.
Oh, okay. Well,
Tommy, facha bruta, huh? He don't know.
It was Georgette?
Yes.
Hi, Georgette. Brian.
Hey,
how are you?
Hey.
Well, Brian, we were just sitting here chit-chatting about the weather and and the cruise, of course.
Right.
And Brian is going to be one out of 21 people who will be on the Rock to Soap cruise going to Mexico. And, Brian, why don't you tell us what you're looking forward to most on the cruise?
I hear Kelly Monaco is doing a striptease.
You know what, though? I don't know if that's really happening. Because I had Kelly Monaco on the show, and she told me that she wasn't.
What a bummer.
Yeah, she told me she wasn't. So I'm not sure if that's happening or not.
I have a tip. That's solely why I wanted to go. Now she's not going to do it. I want my money back. No, I love going to things like that. I mean, it's my
Holy
time God. To be appreciated, so I love it.
Uh-huh. Okay.
If you know what I mean.
Okay. Well, now let me ask you, though, being on Days of Our Lives, you guys do fan events every so often, correct?
Correctamundo.
Okay. So now how do you think this will fare compared to your former events that you've done?
Well, I've never done such an extensive appearance, you know, lasting, you know, more than a day. Except for Greenville, we kind of do a softball game, and that's a couple days. But this will be kind of cool because it's, you know, you can't get away. You're on the boat. I'm there for you. I'm there to hug and kiss and to hold and to stare in eyes and to kiss babies. So, yeah, it's going to be very intimate, I think, is the word.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, well, that's good. Now, let me see something here, because you know what? This might be an overlapper thing because you called in a tad bit late. Just wait.
Uh-huh.
I want to see if this is Greg Ricard on the phone, because I had a problem the other day where I kept a guest waiting on the phone, and I don't want to do that again. So let's see. Greg, is that you?
Hi, this is Greg.
See? Okay, I'm glad I picked it up. Hi, Greg. I'm Joanne.
Hi, Joanne. How you doing?
Fantastic. Say hi to Brian DiTillo.
Hey,
Greg. Brian DiTillo. How's it going?
It's going good. Sorry, man. I'm riding your coattails. I was 20 minutes late, so I'm running into your time.
Oh, hey. Well, you know, the more the merrier. That's always been my attitude.
Don't hurt
now,
me, man.
Now, do you guys know each other?
Yeah, we've met in passing before. I think at Billy and Julie's last year.
Billy and Julie's.
Yeah.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
Just the first couple hours of the night. The last couple hours, I don't recall.
I think that's the way that I meant for everybody.
Yeah. It's a Julie Pinson thing.
Oh, okay. Julie Pinson, yes. Gordon.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I guess we should have clarified. Julie Pinson and Billy Warlock.
Yeah,
had a great big party last year, and we were both there.
Okay.
So how are you guys doing? You having a good time?
Yes, we are. We were talking about the weather, and now we're talking about the cruise. So I'm going to ask you, just like I asked Brian, what are you looking forward to most about this cruise?
Gosh, what aren't I looking forward to? I'm looking forward to seeing, like, friends of mine that work both here in L.A. and New York that I don't get to see often enough. And I could say, you know, like, my hat's off to Bob Guinea, who is really masterminded this whole thing and really taking the bull by the horns and done such a great job of planning and organizing. So getting to spend, you know, some quality time with Bob and Rebecca, who are my next door neighbors, but I haven't seen in quite some time because they've been in New York quite a bit with Rebecca working on my children. So yeah, I guess just getting to see my friends and getting to meet some fans and maybe do a little singing. I don't know.
Do you sing?
Well, no, I don't, but Bob is telling me that I'm going to have to, you know, at least do some karaoke or something, so.
Yes,
you know.
I heard that you and Rebecca are going to be hosting the karaoke event.
Oh, we're hosting it now. Okay, well, that's news to me, but.
That's what I
heard.
Yeah,
and that'll be just fine. Maybe, I don't know, Brian, as a host, do you actually have to partake, or do you just sort of tell everybody else what to do?
I think you guys are singing with everybody.
Oh, yikes. All right, well, hey, you know.
I don't think you're supposed to wear any clothes either. I don't know what that was
like. Oh, whoa. All these memos that somehow I see.
You didn't get the nude memo?
But you know what, though, Brian? Barb is in the chat room. You know, I don't know if you know Barb. She is Bob Guinea's right hand. And she said that, yes, Kelly Monaco is doing a sneak peek of her Peep Show Vegas show.
See?
Really?
Yeah, I wasn't
so
lying.
So there really has been a nude memo. Interesting.
I'm just coming nude anyway. I don't really need a memo for that.
Yeah.
I'm a free
spirit. If I'm hosting the karaoke, that means that Brian is going to be hosting the burlesque event. Right, Brian?
That's right.
There you go. Okay. Well, that's all right. And you guys are going to be having
and,
a beach party.
Beach party?
Beach
nice.
Party, yeah.
Beach
that
party in Mexico.
And,
oh,
yeah, so I'm certainly looking forward to that. And, yeah, I mean, hey, a couple of days at sea en route to Mexico, it's like, you know, what's there not to love?
Now, let me ask you this, because this is like a kind of a first time thing for SoapNet to sponsor a fan event and cross over to different networks, you know, and not just do like a big ABC thing, you know. So now we're going to have NBC and CBS on the ship. Are you excited about that, you know, crossing over the networks? Because now you'll be able to meet not just fans of yours, but you'll be able to interact with fans of ABC's and kind of get everybody to open their eyes to your show as well.
I'm hoping some Emmys fall out of ABC's pocket so I could pick some up.
Didn't you? You climbed right up on the stage at the Emmys with General Hospital when they won their Emmy, so you're an honorary Emmy winner.
I ain't scared.
Forgot about that. Oh yeah.
I got to shake Barbara Walters' hand. I can die a happy man.
That's funny. Well, I guess we're. We already know like a lot of the people from both Days of Our Lives and also the NBC shows or the ABC shows. But we all air on SoapNet, which I think is. Well, I mean, not all the shows, but at least Days and YNR do, as well
right.
as the ABC bunch. So yeah, that'll be great to meet some fans that maybe we can persuade to start watching our shows too.
Well, I mean, I think it would be a nice thing, and I said to everybody, since I started doing this show back in April, I only watched ABC shows. I never went outside the box. That's what I grew up watching, you know, ABC
well,
shows.
Well, I guess it's time. That time has come. It's time for Brian and I to say goodbye.
Oh, don't you dare. Because you know what? That just ain't happening. Don't even think about it. But
No.
You don't mess with the girl from Yonkers. What are you, crazy? You can't be hanging up on me.
Yonkers.
but I started dabbling into the other networks because, you know, let's face it, not all ABC shows are great all the time. They're not. I mean, there's some that I, you know, watched all my life, and sometimes they suck, and I don't watch them. And, you know, you kind of just switch off. So, I mean, you know, it's definitely nicer to have a variety of things. So I think it's a good thing that you guys are all mingling in together and definitely going to be able to persuade other people to watch your shows. I think it's a good thing.
Wait, so are we going to get to meet you on the soap cruise?
You want to know something? That's a very big possibility.
Okay.
I'm working
really?
On it. Yes, I'm working on it. Yes, I am. This may very well be my 40th birthday present, so I should know within the next week or so.
Oh,
yeah.
You definitely got to pack the song for that.
I got to do what?
You got to pack the song for that, girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
I'll be scared of the song. You got, you know.
I'm not scared, okay? I ain't scared.
You boys are cracking me up, Brian. Oh my God.
Sorry.
No,
I've been watching Brian. I just want to say I've been watching Brian since I was 8, and I'm 23 now. I'll be 24 soon.
What are you
trying to do?
Date me? You trying to put me in the coffin? I'm old. All right, you got it. Well, I'm glad I could help raise you.
Yeah, well, me and my grandfather used to watch you back in the day. Like, he used to sit, and I used to remember watching, and I'm like, what the heck is he watching? And I was a big Sammy Lucas fan. I still am, all about Sammy Lucas. And I used to sit there and watch, and, like, he used to sit there and cry, and I used to laugh at him. It was so funny. And then when I got older, what?
Did you watch the first 3 years of the show from 93 to 96?
I did. I watched all the time, and my mom would never let me watch. She used to, like, make me exit the room, but we were, like, at my grandparents' house. We, like, had no choice other than to sit in the family room and sit and watch it. But my brother, like, was playing his Nintendo, and my sister was too young to watch, so I sat there and watched it with him, and then, like, as I got older, my mom would not let me watch because she's like, you're not getting addicted to dance soap operas, you know? So I'm like, fine, whatever. So I used to tape it behind her back, and then she caught me for the longest time. So I used to make my friend tape it, and then I'd go over to her house and watch it. So
how did you
watch
it with
a
tape behind her back?
Like, my friend used to tape it for me, and sometimes, like, late at night when she was sleeping, I used to bring it home and watch it in the VCR. But then she caught me again, so I had to start watching it at my friend's house. And, like,
oh
be God. Like, Mom, I'm going over to my friend's house. See you later.
That right there, that is dedication.
That sounds like Day's withdrawal. Check you into
yeah.
a rehab. A Day's
you know,
rehab.
I don't watch anymore, though.
Oh, well, that's terrible.
So then you tell her to just tell her to hang up now, okay? How about that?
I'm not telling her.
Girl from Florida. No, I'm not kidding.
Whatever, Joyce. And I watched Greg since Dawson's Creek. I'm a huge fan, so yes. But I've never watched
okay.
Dave Wynar in my life.
Oh,
so.
Well.
But you want to know something else?
What do I have to say to you to get you to get you to tune in?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Your shirt off.
Date.
I don't know. I really do. I think you're an awesome actor and everything. I don't know. I don't know. My mom loves Y&R. She watches every day. She doesn't ever miss an episode. She TiVos it every day. So,
well, give it a try. If you, how about this? Well, let's make a deal. Give it a try. If you don't like it, you don't have to watch it. But
I would be like totally confused. That's like no, there's no way. You're going
to
have me
listen
too
to
excited.
Me.
I'm not going
to
know what I'm doing or
you're
watching right. or what's going on.
You're right making right. the show sound like lima beans. You know, if you don't like it, you don't have to keep eating
yeah,
them.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen, Georgette, seriously, just pay attention for a second, real quick, ADD girl. This is the thing. All soap operas can be determined from a storyline. You can tune into one and figure it out within a week. So don't even go there, oh, I won't know what I'm doing. You won't know what you're doing because you have ADD, not because of the storylines.
Listen, can I just say something? That we'd get along perfectly.
I like my ADD.
I do too.
I like my ADD too. But don't use it as an excuse. Take a pill.
I heard that.
Take a pill and watch the show, okay?
There it is.
No, listen, it's not that, because Y&R is such fast, like, it's a lot faster paced than the ABC soaps, and it's so much better written that I should actually probably start watching it, sorry.
Okay,
I
you just convinced
myself
yourself.
Into that. Exactly.
Okay, see what I'm saying? She don't know what she's talking about. Let's take a phone call. Hush up, Georgette. Let's bring Tony on the phone to say hi to Greg. Tony, say hi to Greg.
Hey, Greg, what's going on, man?
Hey, Tony, what's up?
I'm doing good. Listen, you mentioned on the Rock the Soap crew, you're going to be mentioning hooking up with not only with Brian, who's over on Days of Relying on NBC, and also the ABC people, but I think a couple of your castmates from Y&R are going to be going, too, Elizabeth Henderson and Thad Luckenbill.
Yeah, Elizabeth and Thad, yep.
Yep.
In fact, Thad and I were just talking about it today.
Yeah, that's really cool. Hey. But you also, and I also you also know pretty much not only Elizabeth, but also Eden Rigo from your stint on Imaginary Bitches, too, right?
Oh, yeah. And she'll
how
be
fun
there,
was that to do?
Oh, man, that was awesome. Imaginary Bitches was, it was a trip. Andrew Miller, who's Eden's husband,
right.
wrote it during the writer's strike just to keep himself busy. And he sent me the script and asked me if I wanted to take part in it, and I said yeah. And a couple of days later, I was masturbating in front of Eden Rigo.
Whoa! Hey! Whoa!
So
all I heard was masturbate.
Yeah.
You know about web
killer.
Hey Brian, that's the web about web sites, Brian. You can get away with anything on web. You can't
I
get anything
know.
Like you can on network TV. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No network sensors.
Well, hell, I should start dropping some F-bombs.
Hey, don't get yourself fired, dude.
Look,
Tony,
you know
are
what,
we gonna,
Brian?
Tony, are we
going to
see you on the cruise?
Hmm?
All right, Tony, are you going to be on the cruise?
Oh, like I said, I'm on the fence right now. I'm leaning towards going now. I'm maybe leaning towards going now after tonight.
Come on, Tony. Tony's a weatherman.
Don't be scared, Tony.
So you know that the weather in Cabo that kind of year, that time of year is down in Mexico is pretty rad. So that should be enough to push you over the fence.
Yeah, we have to push Tony over the fence. We have to push him somewhere. Get on the damn boat, Tony. Seriously.
Okay, Brian, let me ask you a question since you're on the phone. You've been a good combination with you and Allison Sweeney. I mean, I watch you guys sometimes. Well, I watch sometimes in the combination with you and Allison on screen as Lucas and Sammy, it just cracks me up every time.
Thank you. Yeah. I've been carrying her weight for a while.
But I also want to get your reaction to the recent firing about Deidre Hall and Drake Huggison. What is your opinion on it?
It's a shame. I mean, it's tough business. I mean, when I was fired, it sucked. I hated being in a coma. You never know what's going to happen. You know, you never know how long someone's going to be gone, if they're going to come back. This one seemed a little more concrete and permanent than the other, you know, firings on the show that we've had in the last 15 years. But to have two icons like that go down together, it's just – Drake's an amazing guy. I'm going to miss him around the set and his stories and his humor and the way he handles the workday and the stress of it. D. Hall's a legend, and, you know, I have a lot of respect for her. It's going to be weird not seeing her around. So I don't know. Maybe they won't be gone that long, and they'll come back in some capacity.
Yeah, that would too. It's just like firing, like, you know, you know, firing a Deidre Hall. I mean, she's been on the show like for about 30-something years, something like that. It'd be just like firing Eric Braynham on YNR, or even, well, God forbid, Susan Lucci.
Yeah, I mean, it's times are changing within the industry, and I guess, you know, everyone's kind of got a fire under them to kind of motivate them and keep them hungry.
Yeah, and there's I don't know if this is the desired effect, but both with, like, what's happened at Days and also, you know, there's been lots of reports in the news lately about pay cuts over at ABC even on our show, there's been, Don Diamont was just let go. So it's like they certainly have everybody's
attention. Yeah, that's right.
Everybody's attention. It's like anything that they need or want to get done right now, like from their cast or crew, it's like all eyes are on, like, those in charge right now, and they've got everybody's attention. It's like I think that the days of, the shows being inefficient are over, and I think we've all, like, sort of been guilty of that, but it's like, you know, everybody's budgets are getting tightened, and there's less money going around, so I think it's just an assault to just make sure that everything is getting done the way it's supposed to be and quickly. And I mean, it's a shame, but it's kind of like what Brian said, the business is changing and you kind of have to adapt to this new reality.
Right. And that's mainly why the Florida Screws to make sure, you know, that the soap fans voice our opinions as soap fans to get out the word and say, we love these soaps, we love these actors, we need to keep this going. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
You don't want this industry to die.
I have a question for the both of you from the chat room. They want to know if you guys write back to your fans via your MySpaces, your websites, or if they write to you at the studios.
Brian, go first.
Okay, I'll go first and I'll make it quick. I used to do the fan mail thing and stuff. I haven't got high tech enough to use MySpace as to respond to my fans and stuff yet, but it sounds like a good idea, I guess. It's the kind of thing that's kind of hard to keep on top of because you've got people writing in, you know, pretty consistently. So I think I leave it up to my managers, and I try to get everything out that comes to me, whether it's signed pictures or mostly it's you know, comments about your performance or how you affect their day, and then they ultimately want a picture of some kind. So I try to make sure that they get that.
Mm-hmm. And what about you, Brent?
They set up, like, a little fan club thing, too, with a little keychain, a little, you know, some of my underwear, some vital things that you need to take close. Okay, I'm done. Go.
Okay. I have a Facebook page for fans, Greg Andrew Rickhart, and I I try and respond when I can. Obviously, sometimes I fall behind and if I'm running short on time. But other times, like if I'm on Facebook, I'll keep my like the chat open, and then I'll have fans come in and we'll chat one-on-one, which is nice. And I do my best, but sometimes my best isn't good enough.
That's good. I do that too on my website. I do that chat thing sometimes too. That's fun.
Yeah,
like the message board. But Greg, there is a Greg Ricart on Facebook that's not you. That someone is just using your name. You do know that, right?
No. There's two. I have one that's just like for my cousins and like my family. And the other one is it's for all my friends and fans.
Okay. Okay, so the one that you use for your fans has your middle name. The other
That's
one
right.
is just yours. Okay, so I clarify that in the chat room because everybody thought it wasn't real. So the one that has Greg Andrew is his fan page. The other one is a personal page, which is very common, very, very common.
Cool.
I see a lot of soapies with pages like that. I have Barb on the phone, matter of fact, Bob Guinea's right and left hand.
Hey, guys.
Whoa, you must be very busy.
I am very busy.
He's a big guy.
He has big hands.
And big feet.
Yes. Yes, he keeps me busy all day.
Oh, you can shut me up anytime. Just tell me to shut up.
Well, Barb is definitely going to be on the cruise. So if you guys never met her, you will meet her there.
Awesome.
I think I met Greg. I met you at that Lame Fest. I mean, the Kids Ultimate Fest in Kenosha, Wisconsin this summer.
I don't even want to talk about that.
Okay.
No, I'm
that's
kidding,
all right.
But,
yeah, it was kind of.
Yeah,
we don't have to talk about that. But that's where I met you.
Yeah, that was I remember. I remember that weekend very well.
Did someone touch your Kenosha?
Say what?
Did someone touch
your
Kenosha?
Bob and I and Nancy Legrand and John
Rick,
Paul and
John Paul, yeah.
John
was,
Paul,
yeah.
That's trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, it was fun.
So how's it going?
Wisconsin.
I'm doing
good.
I'm trying to book this cruise for everyone because, we want to make sure everybody gets on it, and we still have a few VIP areas left that can get filled up, so everybody needs to book this cruise.
Tell everybody about the deal, Barb, until December 31st.
Yes, until December 31st, you can put down $250 deposit to hold your room. You don't have to pay it off till close to the end of February then. So it gives you a couple more months to work on that. You can win a trip for two on the soapnet.com sweepstake. Everybody needs to go register for that at soapnet.com. You can do the refer a friend and get $50 off for every friend you refer. You can add it. If you don't have a friend to refer you to start, just put BGB, Bob Guinea Band. That's original. Into your code, and you'll get $50 off right off the top. So there's a lot of ways to save money. We want everybody to get a chance to get out there, get on the cruise, because it'll be an amazing trip.
It's $50 for every friend that you refer, right?
Yes. Yep. Once you're booked, if you refer all your friends, you get 50, both you and your friend both get an additional $50 off. So
hey, Brian,
can,
I'm going
and
on
it's unlimited.
Cruise. Hey, Brian, I'm going on this cruise, and we're friends, so you have any interest in coming? I'll get a $50 rebate if you decide to come.
Okay, that's a pretty good setup. I'll do that.
See,
I was going to hand out $1,000 bills, but
it's that easy.
Hey, whatever it takes.
Hey, that's my line.
Oh.
Thanks. Okay, I have a comment for Greg in the chat room. I want to know what his favorite store to shop at is, and I want to tell him that Katrina says hi.
Tell Katrina I say hi right back at her. And my favorite store to shop at. Gosh, I don't know.
I'm drawing a blank. Target, maybe? I don't know.
Tarjay. He likes Tarjay.
Tarjay. Sorry.
Whoever gives you free stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
That's my favorite store.
And Brian, on Blog Talk Radio, like on my profile page, it gives out like my AOL IM page or whatever, so people don't get to get in the chat room. They send me instant messages. And I don't know who this person is, but someone sent me a message saying that they want 5 minutes in a closet with you to do nasty things.
I just had to
get that out there.
A closet? I'm going to need more room than a closet. Why do we have to be all, like, closet about it? Can't we come out of the closet and all get along?
Oh, my God.
I want to take him in the closet and do nasty things to him.
I don't know
who this person is.
I'm not even. I'm not scared. I'm not scared of him or her.
Wow.
My gosh. Yes, you do. Damn it, you do.
And I'm not even from Yonkers.
But you know what? You're from Staten Island. That's all right. I got family in Staten Island.
I got an ex-wife from Nutley, New Jersey. I'm not from Staten Island. I'm from Kankakee, Illinois.
I'm not
from Staten Island.
You're from Staten
Island. Oh, wait a minute. Greg is from Staten Island.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I got it backwards. Okay.
That's all right.
All right. Whatever. I am blonde.
She is.
I am blonde.
I have to call it a night. I've got an early call in the morning, and I haven't had dinner yet. So, is it all right if I bust out of here?
If I said no, would you stay? I'm only kidding, Greg.
Okay.
I'm only
you
teasing
again.
You, honey.
We can make it like a nightly thing. We'll talk
every
night.
I'd love for you to come back, and I'm glad that you were able to make the time to come on tonight. And I hope to meet you on that cruise, and hopefully we'll get a lot of people to get on that cruise to come and meet you.
Yeah. I think that sounds great, and I'm looking forward to it, and it'll be a load of fun. Ha, ha, ha.
Okay. Well, go have some dinner, and we'll definitely do this again.
All right. Awesome.
Thanks, Greg.
Brian, take it easy, buddy. I'll see you soon. And thanks, guys. We'll talk again soon, I hope.
Peace.
Okay, Greg.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye.
He's hungry.
Well, have you seen him? He's like a male model. The guy needs a burger.
Oh, does he really? He needs some pierogies? I can make him some potato and cheese pierogies.
He needs
to open him up a little bit.
He needs some stromboli.
I don't know about that now. I can't help him with that.
That's a big loaf of bread with the salami and cheese in the middle.
I know exactly what it is. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm only teasing. I know what it is.
Getting you in touch with your Italian roots, baby.
I know what it is. I know. I mean, I may be up in Buffalo, but they still got it up here.
They got their own problems. They got the bills.
You know, God, they suck. Did I just say that out loud? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do. They do.
Brian, do you watch NFL football or do you watch football? Who's your favorite football team?
I'm watching football as I talk to you guys right now. I'm watching the Colts versus the Jaguars.
I know, that's why I live in Jacksonville, and Jacksonville Jaguars suck. I'm a Dolphins fan, so.
I love the Dolphins. I used to live in West Palm.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Nobody sucks more than the Detroit Lions.
Well, my kid loves football. He loves the NFL, so I have to watch every game.
We have NFL ticket at our house, so we get to watch
on
Sunday.
We do the red zone. We do the red zone where you get all the games.
Oh, yes. You know
yeah.
it. Every Sunday.
This is becoming a DirecTV plug.
Well, maybe they'll become one of my sponsors and get to make me some money. My son's into the NFL, too. He does. His favorite team really does suck. They are the Oakland Raiders. But, you know, he stays true to his team, so I can't really say anything about that.
They suck because they left L.A.
Yeah, well, you know, he likes them, but he definitely likes other teams, too. So, like, this Christmas is totally about football for him. He's got everything football.
Yeah.
He swears he's going to the NFL, so we'll see what happens with that.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, well, you got to stick with your team, Joanne. The Dolphins suck last year. They were 1-15.
I never
were 9-5.
When I lived in Florida, I didn't like the Dolphins either. I just happened to live next to all of them. Doesn't mean I liked them.
I love the Dolphins because I like Dan Marino a lot. He's my fave.
I was going to say, you were in love with Dan Marino. Go ahead and
Can I tell you a story about Dan Marino?
Please.
I'll tell you a story about Dan Marino. I'll tell you a good story and I'll tell you a bad story. The bad story, my younger brother, he's 30-something or whatever, he was at an airport with a friend of his who was a big Dan Marino fan, big Dolphins fan, and they were leaving Florida from visiting, you know, us, going back to Yonkers, and they saw Dan Marino at the airport, and he asked, could he get a picture with him? He had, like, one of those little disposable cameras, and when they took the picture, the flash didn't go off. So he said to my brother, he was like, John, just do one more. You know, I want to make sure it really came out. And so my brother was like, oh, Dan, can we get another one just to make sure? And he's like, oh, you know what, you guys, you already got one. You know, and he waved his hand. And my brother was like, you know what, because he really doesn't care, and I won't say the curse words that he said, but he said to his friend Dan, and he was like, you know what the F do you want a picture with that effing guy that never even won an effing Super Bowl? And Dan Marino heard him, and it turned into an ugly scene at the Fort Lauderdale airport. So that was the bad story. The good story was my son, he's 16. We lived in Western Florida, which is where Dan Marino lives. Mm-hmm. And he was at the Publix across the street from our apartment complex selling raffle tickets for his high school football team. And Dan Marino just happened to pull up to the supermarket. He got out of the car. My son followed him into the bread aisle of Publix and asked him to buy these tickets, raffle tickets for his high school football team. Dan Marino bought the rest of the tickets. Then my son took the money, ran across the street to the sports store, bought a football, brought it back. Dan Marino signed the football, so my son has an autographed football from Dan Marino. So that was
That's
a good story. Yes.
It's so hard. I mean, you got to be so consistent with people. You can't give anyone a bad story. It's just there's no excuse for it.
Right. Well, you know what? I've heard nothing but good stories about you, so I'm really glad you got to come on the show.
Yeah, I want to know when you're coming to Florida. How can I get you to Florida? I'll watch Days of Our Lives again, and I'll tape. I will show you and log it on a piece of paper every day if you come visit me in Florida. You have.
I would love to. I've been dying to get back to West Palm since I left. I left in '88.
Wow.
How's that for dating myself?
Wow.
I left when I was a sophomore in high school, so I would love to get back there. Spent a lot of childhood years there. I would love to go back. I want to actually open up a restaurant down there in West Palm, a little shellfish stand or something.
Oh, that would be nice.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do
Perfect
when I retire.
Place for it.
West Palm's like 5 hours away from me. I'll come drive 5 hours to come see you.
Okay, good deal.
She would do that.
Let me know, because I'd be dying to see you. You were in, like, Nashville in 2006 with the whole CMA thing, and you were there with, like, Allie and Galen Gehring was there and other people from NBC. And I saw Allie on a Saturday, and then you had some event thing, shindig thingy on Sunday. And I think Allie's like, well, you could come. Galen's going to be there, and Brian's going to be there, and blah, blah, blah. And this and that. And I was going to go, but then, like, my roommate, like, lost her keys. So got locked out of her car, and all my stuff was in her car, and I didn't get to come, and I was, like, devastated.
Oh,
like, it did get to
man.
Me hours. So
that drama.
Oh, man. Well, you know what, guys? I haven't even been watching the clock. We only got 1 minute left on the air. Brian, before I let you go, can you do a promo for me?
Absolutely.
Just do, hey, this is Brian DeTillo on Stardust Radio, however you want to do it, whenever you're ready.
Okay. Hey, yo, this is Big Bad Brian DeTillo from Days of Our Lives on Stardust Radio, giving up the dish and claiming myself as one heck of a star. Thank you.
Wonderful. Last question for the chat room. Are you a bachelor?
I am.
He's a bachelor, people.
I
Thank
am
God.
Happily, happily divorced.
You want to know something? I'm happily, happily never married. I'm with you.
That's beautiful.
Got the kids, just happily never married. So I'm totally with you there. 35 seconds to go. Brian, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks,
everybody, go rockthesoap.com, book your cruise. soapnet.com, enter the contest. It is definitely worth it. Don't forget to come back Monday, December 22nd for my special Christmas show. And on December 29th, Michael Fairman from MichaelFairmanSoaps.com will be with me counting down the best and worst of 2008. So with that note, we're going to be out of here with a little bit of Christmas music, so to keep in the spirit. So, Brian, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Brian.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Bye.
What's the matter, Theodore? You don't look happy. Why?
Daddy, you know.
But you got all those wonderful presents for Christmas. Didn't you get what you wanted?